This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We told you yesterday about an interesting development in what you might call the world of socially responsible capitalism. Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, it's a giant asset management company. They do pension funds and a whole bunch of what's called index investing. Larry Fink wrote an open letter to CEOs of some big companies in this economy, 1,000 of them plus or minus, telling them that he and the $6 trillion that he has under management, he wants them to think not just about making profits, but about making a positive contribution to society. That's a quote. We called him up to talk about it. Larry Fink, welcome to the program.
It's nice to be here.
You write CEO letters every year. Why this message this time?
Well, the message is has been formed over many years, and I think each year we refine the message. The primary purpose of writing these letters is the investment world is changing and evolving. We're seeing trillions of dollars of money moving into index funds, and we're the largest index provider in the world in the form of the index funds and ETFs. We have to own every stock that is in an index, though. And so if you're an active investor, you could sell a company's shares if you decided that you don't like its future direction. But as an index provider, we must own everything that's in an index, good or bad. And so the only power we have as an investor representing all our shareholders is the power of our vote. So in the letter of this year, it's stylistically, it's different, and there's more and differentiated points. The key points that I wrote about this year is I think there's more pressure on public and private companies than ever before.
Okay, so you have given the 1,000 or so CEOs who got this letter, you've given them a little something of a talking to, right? This is fairly stern language coming from Larry Fink, right?
I would call it stern language. Well, I don't want to be.
It was fairly sober. I'll tell you that. I mean, you basically said we've got the power of our votes. We're going to be watching you, and you have to do better.
We want every leader of a company and his or her board to focus on the long term. And we are representing our shareholders who need long-term returns. And we believe long-term returns are economic. And the greatest way of getting great economic returns over a long horizon is thinking about those other points, too. It is not just making a profit and possibly doing things negative societally or to their employees or anything else. Okay. We believe that companies need purpose.
Let me try to drill down a little bit into your motivations for sending this. Obviously, you've been in this game a long time. You understand what companies try to do and the role of companies in this society. I was struck, though, by this line. You say in this letter, we also see many governments failing to prepare for the future. Do I take you to mean that companies now have to step up where governments are failing?
I hope all companies will be stepping up and thinking about the long term. I think the realities are there are many governments who can't get out of its own way. They're focusing on short-termism. I believe companies who are focusing on the long-term issues that I presented in my letter, I think those companies will be stronger, better, more profitable in the future.
Do you think capitalism needs to change? Is that fair?
I think capitalism is a function of society's needs. I don't think capitalism, just like technology, is static. I think it evolves and it changes. And I think capitalism, if it's static, it is not evolving with society. And I think capitalism has to evolve with society. And I do believe we're witnessing a time and place now where we are seeing the better companies more engaged. They're less focused on the quarterly return. They're focusing on the needs of their employees. They're focusing on how best to be better for their clients. And ultimately, if you're good for your employees and good for your clients, you're truly good for your shareholders. It generally all works together. In fact, when companies have high employee satisfaction, those company stocks perform very well. When companies have very low employee engagement and satisfaction, those companies generally perform very poorly.
You know, I was about to let you go, and I apologize for doing this, but I need to circle back to something, to the theme that has run through this conversation, and then I promise I'll let you get off the phone. You've talked a lot about the long term and how you want the companies in whom clients invest to be in it for the long term. But it does seem like you are spitting into the wind here, because there is no more industry or sector of this economy that is focused on the short term than Wall Street. Virtually by the minute, companies are tracking how they're doing and what's up. And I wonder if this task is not Sisyphean.
I left Wall Street a little over 30 years ago to form BlackRock. So we are.
But it hasn't changed much, right?
Well, I'm not part of Wall Street. We are a long-term investment manager who is trying to be as strong a fiduciary to our clients and to our shareholders as anyone. Wall Street is based on velocity of money.
Right, right.
And the velocity of money is it's no different than the media business. It's about clicks. Unfortunately, both.
Ouch.
That's why I think that's why the media and banking is so connected, because both businesses is based on clicks and the speed of information.
Larry Fink is the chairman, the founder, and the CEO of BlackRock. Mr. Fink, thanks very much for your time, sir. I do appreciate
it. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
I should tell you on the way out here, we did a whole series on that idea of shareholder value about a year and a half ago on this program, where corporate obligations actually do lie. It's called The Price of Profits. You can hear it at marketplace.org. Also, we've put the whole interview I did with Larry Fink, we talked, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, in a special episode of our Corner Office podcast out today. Check it out.